Thanks, James.
Big performance, I think, is the main thing. And it'll probably be, you'll look at it and say it was one, or people will look at it and say it was 1-0, but I think the discipline the players showed, particularly in the first half, to work in their shape. Falkirk, John McGlynn's side's a good side, and they play a certain way. I like it. I've got a lot of respect for John. I've come up against him a lot, and we come up with a game plan, but it's fine and well as coming up with a game plan. The players have got to carry it out and to a man the day for 96 minutes. They done that, and they got fully what they deserved out of the game, which was 3 points.
Could it have gone any better in terms of the way the players conducted their game plan?
Yeah, Matty Todd could have scored, and it would have been 2-0, and we'd have had a better 8 or 9 minutes, but apart from that, no. It's almost the perfect performance in terms of it's a set play you work on, it's a game plan you work on, but you've got to remember it's November, so the celebrations were good, the fans deserve that, and it's important that we show that togetherness as well. But in terms of the performance, I think the best team on the day won.
Isn't it incredible that at the third tier of the game these two clubs are still pulling in these crowds with this atmosphere?
Yeah, the atmosphere was fantastic, but pre-match, during the game, and then at the end, and it is incredible, but we're here for a reason, and it's credit to both clubs in terms of what they can do. Bringing, I don't know what this holds, is it 8,000? Mm-hmm. But it was full, or looked full tonight anyway, after today. And from the outside, it'll look sad, and when you're looking for teams in Scottish football and that can bring a crowd, see, I believe it will be the third or fourth highest over all divisions this weekend. But the clubs have found themselves where they are for a reason, and it's the club's job to win games of football and keep going, and thankfully today it was us that got the 3 points, and that was that, and we move on to next week. But yeah, it's frustrating because you see the crowds, both the great atmosphere, great advert for Scottish football in my opinion, in a way. But it'll look 1-0, it'll look pretty boring, but when you watch it, it's a great game to cut and show a shape of a team, I think, for us, and show the players, and that'll give them great belief, and John will be cutting it to find ways to break us down as well. So, but could it be in another league? Possibly, but like, we're here for a reason.
Was the intention to let Falkirk have the ball at the start of the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And it worked, must have worked.
The full game?
Yeah.
Yeah, the full game.
Oh, the full game, right.
Yeah.
And to counter them, yeah.
I don't think it was so much a counter-attacking game. We had a game plan to show them in while we were strong in the pitch, which was the middle of the pitch. They've got great rotations, and when you watch them, they can cause you problems. They caused us problems first 45 at East End Park, and John McGlynn's Raith Rovers side used to do the same. So we come up with a game plan. I'd love to take credit for the set play, but that was Dave and the rest of the coaching staff working on that yesterday because of their zonal approach. And we thought it was something that we could exploit around the back area. We've been good, and it worked. It was perfect in terms of that. Craig, great goal. And for people like Craig and Chris Mockery, that are used to maybe being ball footballers, so to speak, that was fantastic for them to go out. And Chris in particular, who's a bit younger, and he's disappointed he's not in the Scotland 21 squad, as are we, and as will Dundee United, I'm sure. But for him to go out and experience that, that's why he's on loan, to experience games like that, crowds like that, and to be tactically in a game switched on, which he was, for a young kid, I thought was excellent as well. So it was the intention. If it hadn't worked, I'd have said no, the players let us down, but no, the players deserve the credit. I can say anything I want, go and do whatever you want, and if they don't carry it out, it's pointless. So the players deserve absolutely all the credit for that.
There is a cliche about crowds getting you over the line, you know, people say, how did it impact, do you feel, on the players today, and how will it impact going forward?
Yeah, I think from the start they've been with us, which was really important, because I'll be honest, I was a bit worried in terms of when you do take the job, and on the back of that, we know it was a disappointing season, but we firmly left that behind. You see that with the fight and the desire to see the game out come the end, but to get them on board so quickly, and again, I think the players deserve that, because they come in, they worked really hard, they've done everything we've asked them to do, and they're showing that fighting spirit to play for the football club, and they'll feel good, the players will feel good, the fans will feel good standing in front of that. I apologise to nobody for that, albeit it's November, and I'll continue to say that. Nothing's, no prizes are ever handed out, so if the next question does come, I've just answered it there, but on the radio, guys. But I'll not apologise to anybody for taking the players over to the fans and allowing them to enjoy that, because they have been disappointed at times. But I think regardless of that, when you bring 2,000 away fans, to any ground and you win a game, they deserve to enjoy it, and they've firmly done that. But they got us over the line today, no doubt, and this might have been a different game. Because on the flip side of that, when it turns in the second half and you've got the Falkirk centre-backs passing it, our fans are quite happy and they're cheering. So there's different, and I experienced it through, obviously, the pandemic. Maybe people will say I would never have got promoted if it wasn't played behind closed doors, but we'll see what people's opinion of that is. So there's benefits and whatever, but I think the atmosphere was great today. Great advert for the league, but great for Dunfermline Athletic as well. We had all those fans behind us, and great for the players to stand and feel that as well, because that feels good.
Brilliant.
Cheers. Thank you.
Well done. Cheers.